Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
The sexual misconduct claims, particularly with Judge Roy Moore, he is in the center of this right now, but a lot of Hollywood folks are in trouble here too. And Tom Lafredo joins us right now, Tampa Bay employment attorney with Gray Robinson. And how are these cases handled in court? Because one thing we know is lie detector tests aren't acceptable in court, while Judge Moore said he passed a lie detector test, but that's not going to do him any good when it gets into the hallowed halls.
Well, you know, here's the thing, and good morning, AM Tampa Bay, and I'm actually in Fort Lauderdale with Gray Robinson, but yeah, the Roy Moore situation is different than the typical courtroom drama, whether it be a civil sexual harassment case or a criminal sexual assault case, because there is no case right now. This is just really people are coming out, or women are coming out and saying this is what happened, and they were victims of his alleged predatory behavior. And you know, we probably this won't even see the inside of a courtroom with Judge Moore. It'll be more of a political battle, whether he gets out of the race, whether he gets seated by the Senate, whether he wins. So it's a whole different ballgame, but you're correct about, you know, lie detector tests, and lie detector tests notoriously not accurate. It all depends on who asks the questions, how they're asked, et cetera, how the test is implemented. That's not going to end the analysis, that's for sure.
Tom, in Hollywood, you've got cases that date back 30 years, 25 years, but we're not talking about harassment cases. We're talking about actual assault, sexual assault. Is there a time limit on prosecuting sexual assault?
There can be. It just depends on the circumstances, on the age of the victim. Perhaps you remember a lot of the sexual assault cases with the Catholic Church went back several decades. And the law under certain circumstances where, say, it's a young child who may repress those feelings and not report it when they're young, when it's going on, and then report it later when they come out, get older and realize, this is what happened. You'll see circumstances where predators and sexual assault perpetrators are prosecuted down the road. Certainly, they're also going to be subject to potential civil claims. Again, the statute of limitations issues, but, at a minimum, the consequences, you have very, very, very powerful people, very rich people whose careers are over because of the allegations and the mounting evidence against them that these people acted so appropriately.
Yeah, whether they're true or not. I mean, when you say mounting evidence, it's more people claiming that this happened.
And we're seeing this in D.C. and Hollywood. Right. I think everyone's looking into their own past to see, did I do something wrong here? What about in the workplace? Do you think a lot of people are fearing now, just looking back into their past, did they do anything that could be misconstrued or looked at as sexual harassment?
It's very possible, and I spent 2 days training employees for a client last week on sexual harassment, and I got a lot of good questions from folks because this was on their mind. I mean, the typical workplace sexual harassment doesn't involve some of the lewd and lascivious things you hear about Harvey Weinstein or Kevin Spacey, but it's more just jokes, innuendos, saying things that are offensive over and over again to the extent where it gets to the point where it alters, it negatively impacts an employee's, workplace, their atmosphere, their environment, and they can't function in the way you'd expect, an employee to, because they're under siege by a barrage of this type of offensive conduct. It's not, very rare do you have someone, exposing themselves in the workplace or, groping and fondling. Now, does it happen? Sure. But it's much more rare than the type of situations where you're dealing with a Harvey Weinstein situation. But it has brought to the attention of, and I think you'll see more and more throughout the country, perhaps people, whether it be women or men, because anyone can be a victim of sexual harassment. It has to be a sufficient level of conduct against them. You'll see them coming out more and reporting it more to HR which is a good thing because then it can be corrected immediately.
Well, Tom, do you all have a website?
Sure. GrayRobinson.com. We're a statewide law firm, 13 offices, and just in Florida. And I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you guys on AM Tampa Bay.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.